Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay, don't sound too excited.
This week is going to be a struggle. So tired.
Are you still on it about the whole daylight saving time?
Yeah.
Man, get over it.
Like, it takes us about a week to adjust.
It takes you a week?
Yeah, it does.
It literally takes me a day and that's it.
I'm not the only one. I know it.
Okay.
I know I'm not the only one that's struggling.
Anyways, want to dive into this real quick. I don't know if you've ever gotten some sweet revenge after a bad breakup, but someone asked a bunch of women to name the pettiest revenge tactics they've used after a guy cheated on them.
That's fun.
Some of the highlights. Cut the tips off all his pants pockets.
Oh, wow. Yeah, your pockets aren't going to hold anything anymore.
Right, exactly. And it would take a minute for you to figure out, like, if you're not putting your hands in your pockets all the time, or you stick something in your keys in your pocket, and then all of a sudden you feel them on your leg, and you're like, wait a minute, that's not supposed to happen. Or they fall out the leg of your jeans or something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Another woman said she cut the crotch out of every suit the guy owned.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Those are not cheap.
No.
They're nice suits. Those are not cheap.
Another pettiest thing you've ever done after a breakup. Clean the toilet with his toothbrush. Put it back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to know.
That's a classic.
Yeah, he's not going to know.
No, he's not.
How would he know?
Nope, you're going to know, though.
You're going to know.
Yep.
And you're going to know when he uses it.
Yep.
Stole every single one of his power cords, including the cord to his fridge.
Oh, wow.
Well, how do you steal the cord to the fridge? Isn't that attached to the fridge?
I thought it was.
Unless she's saying that there is like an extension cord or something from the fridge
or
to the outlet.
Maybe they're just cutting it.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Pretty cruel.
Well, that's vandalism right there.
Well, yeah, I would say that.
Pettiest thing you've ever done after a breakup, stuffed raw fish into the curtain rods of windows and never told him. I think
there was a viral story about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw a video about
that.
That
was on TikTok.
Wow.
That was
because
amazing.
Was just this smell and no one could figure out. Yes,
no one could
figure out where it was coming from.
That was the gift that kept on giving.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Another woman was shoving the guy's clothes in a suitcase when her cat peed in it.
Oh!
So she just zipped it up, didn't say anything.
Like, all right. Yeah. Well, that's an added bonus.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And then the old requesting multiple visits to the guy's house by various religious groups. So, like, you know, reaching out to them and saying, hey, we would really like more information about your religion, would you
and
please
a steady stream of people?
Yeah, would you please come and educate us on we're thinking about changing religions? Would you please educate us on your religion? And then so they're just continuing to drop by this guy's house. He's like, what in the world? I remember, like, pettiest thing you've ever done after a breakup. It's not really a big breakup, but just like I guess this doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but this is what popped into my brain. I remember as a joke, I ordered a bunch of like Lactaid, like the pills that are for people who are lactose intolerant,
mm-hmm.
as a joke, because they were like sending out a free sample and stuff like that. And I sent them to one of my friends. I was like, oh, this will be funny, because, you know, he's like, well, why am I getting this? It turns out he's actually lactose intolerant. He was like, no, it's
so
great.
What a gift.
I know. He was,
what a gift.
Because I remember, like, it was several weeks, and I was like, hey, did you ever get anything weird in the mail? And he's like,
thanks, man. That was really perceptive.
Yeah. Thank actually,
you.
He was like, yeah. Oh, that was you? He's like, oh, that was great.
And then you're like, oh, crap. He liked it.
I know. We got a text message from a listener. A friend of mine filled her ex-husband's golf bag with cement.
Oh,
after he cheated. Oh,
wow.
So I wonder if then the golf clubs are then stuck in the golf bag, like
I
it's,
would think yes.
Or is it just heavy, like it's powder cement and it just sits there? Or no, I'd imagine
no,
that.
No, I would say
that
they're probably stuck if it's real cement.
Yeah, even if you put the powdered cement in there, and then the next reasonable thing would be to pour a little water in there and get it going, right?
Stir.
use the golf club handles stir.
Yep.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. If you were watching the Oscars Sunday night, there are two very big lies that may just ruin your week. First of all, Messi the dog from Anatomy of a Fall. You may have seen they shot, they cut away to a dog in the audience there at the Oscars several times. Once was actually clapping. No, not the dog wasn't actually clapping. They probably had those little like dog paws under, you know, that and they just moved them together.
You could tell that though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying Messi the dog wasn't actually there that night. Those were pre-recorded with a bunch of seat fillers around him.
Gotcha. Well, I would think, yeah, it'd probably be difficult for a dog to sit through a long ceremony like that.
Right. And now maybe even more disturbing, John Cena wasn't actually naked.
What? Well, what was he wearing? It was pretty convincing.
You wrestle naked. Why not?
Dude, I don't wrestle naked. I wrestle in jorts.
Yeah. So I guess he wore one of those thongs that cover, you know, your bits and your backside.
Yeah.
But it connects via, like, your undercarriage. And it kind of leaves your sides naked, because that was one of the things that you could see. Like, you could see there wasn't anything on his sides.
Yeah.
When he was holding the little presentation
card. I mean, it was whatever he was wearing was teeny tiny.
Yep, for sure. So, like I said, a couple lies there that may just have ruined your day. Al Pacino, by the way, he did say that the whole unconventional delivery of the Best Picture winner. Uh-huh.
And Maria is C. Oppenheimer. Yes.
And hey. I know everybody was like, what just happened? He said it was the producer's idea to omit the names of the nominated films because they had already been highlighted throughout the entire ceremony. So
don't need to recap that.
Yeah. That's okay. What they said. Yeah. From time to time, we like to jump into these fun little awkward conversations, circumstances to ponder, knowing they would more than likely never happen to you or I. We'll toss out a bunch here, and you can determine what you would choose. First up, would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
Overdressed.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm choosing that as well. Chronically overdressed. That way, you know, you're always, you know,
you're looking fabulous.
You're always looking fab. You're always looking ready for whatever life throws your way, right?
I think it's worse to be underdressed, because then you're just self-conscious the whole time. Like, I don't fit in. in the wrong way. You might not fit in if you're overdressed, but you look amazing.
All right, so we both chose overdressed.
Yeah.
Would you rather date someone with their ex's name tattooed on their chest or date someone whose ex lives next door?
Ooh.
I'm thinking living
you
next
can
door.
Always, yeah, because you can move. You can remove the tattoo too, but ouchie. Yeah. Let's move from living next door.
Yeah, you're right. I think the living next door is a temporary thing, where the tattoo, way more of a permanent thing.
Yeah.
Would you rather give up chocolate for a year?
Oh, no. Nope.
Or
what's the other
your
one? What's the
smartphone
other one?
For a month?
Nope. That smartphone. Bye-bye, smartphone.
Really?
Yep. I'm out.
Was that just a chocolate bar you...
No, that was my phone. I threw my phone out.
Oh, that was your phone.
My phone is now donezo. Need the chocolate.
All right. No, see, I'm giving up chocolate. I mean, chocolate is good and all. I'm not going to lie, but, you know... My smartphone.
Oh.
Like, I do, like, we do so much with our smartphone.
Yeah, I need a detox. So, yes.
So you're taking the month?
Yes.
You would
I
go.
I am.
You would go.
I'm just
going
to take the month to go sit on the couch and eat my chocolate.
You
That's
would,
what I would do.
You would go crazy.
No, I wouldn't. If what? I need to see something, I can borrow my husband's.
No, that means no smartphone.
Well, you said mine.
Yes, but that means no. Like, mine. The idea is no smartphone.
Well, all right.
I'd sneak it.
I'm sticking with my chocolate.
I'd sneak it.
I'm sticking with my chocolate.
All right. I would give up the chocolate. You would give up the smartphone. All right, Kelly, would you rather sneeze every time you say hi or have the urge to pee every time you ask a question?
Oh, gosh. No, the sneeze. Mm. Sneeze.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to feel like I'm peeing my pants all the time. I feel like that's worse.
Hi, look you!
Yes. You know, I'm probably going to not be around a lot of people. I was going to say that. Going to think I have the plague.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
By the way, on Instagram, Maddie Barber says that with you on chocolate. Says, yeah. I'm with Kelly on the chocolate thing.
Yes.
Giving up chocolate for a year or the smartphone for a month. They'd rather give up the smartphone.
Exactly. That's a year without chocolate.
Yeah. Again, you can get sweet another way.
Yeah, no, not can, for a year.
You can get your sweet crave another way.
No, I cannot, sir. No, I can sacrifice a month without my phone.
What about
versus a year without chocolate? Do you remember when I was pregnant with Jake? I was not allowed to. I had gestational diabetes. Right?
Yeah, right.
So I had to give up all of that for the second half of my pregnancy. And it was not fun. And it, immediately as soon as he was born, I could have it again. The only thing I was allowed to have was fat-free chocolate, a spoonful of fat-free chocolate pudding at 10 o'clock at night. I live for that moment.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the sneezing. You would rather sneeze every time you said hi rather than having to pee every time you asked a question.
Neither is great, but I feel like the lesser of two evils. I
would just never ask. I would just never ask a question, I guess.
Oh, that's your loophole?
All right. Finally, we'll just do one more. Would you rather accidentally like an old photo of your ex on Instagram, which sometimes is like torture.
Could be dangerous, yeah.
Or accidentally send a sexually explicit text to your mom.
Oh.
I'm liking an old photo of an ex.
I probably am, too.
I don't think my mom needs to see any of that stuff.
No, she does not.
I remember.
Save mom.
I remember, on a group chat that my family has. And it's a group chat with my in-laws, right? So it's like my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and my other brother-in-law and my other sister-in-law, and then my father and mother-in-law, right? We were tossing. It was back in the day when you'd send your Wordle score to everyone. You remember that?
No, because I never did, but okay.
Okay, so anyway.
I remember when you were talking about it incessantly.
Yeah, so there were offshoots of Wordle, right? And different Wordle things. And so there was one Wordle that was like a naughty Wordle, and it would create naughty words, and you had to try to like come up with five-letter naughty words, and there are several. And the first one, and I remember I found it, and I was like, that's kind of funny. And then I shared it, and then I shared it first, and then I did it.
Yeah.
And the first word was absolutely ridiculous. It was so awful. My mother-in-law was on this group chat. I'm like, don't open the link. Don't open the link. Don't open the link.
Oh, wow.
So, all right.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely the explicit text to the mom, that's out. That's out. Sorry, I'm liking an old photo of an ex on Instagram.
Yep, you can kind of just explain that away a little bit.
You can.
I think a little bit better than you can explain to mom what you just said.
All right, there you go. Some fun stuff there. A little would you rather here on 99.7 DJX. Have you ever gotten food poisoning from eating something?
Oh, yeah, my husband did. It's no joke.
Yeah, no joke. It's
ended up in the ER.
It's 99.7 DJX. That is no joke. But this is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so this guy getting roasted online for trying to claim food poisoning for returning a pizza he just ordered after he ate it. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to return a pizza for a refund, saying it made you sick after you've eaten most of it, you're doing okay. Now, listen, you're thinking, well, that seems reasonable, right? How are you going to know if it made you sick unless you eat it? But this,
well, that is true.
So this guy got on TikTok. He filmed this interaction himself, trying to get a refund from Little Caesars. It's a $7 pizza. Says he got food poisoning. The only problem is he ate most of the pizza. The manager was not necessarily having it. By the way, what he claims to have had isn't food poisoning. I'll let the audio be the evidence here.
Staphylococcus meningitis. He got staphylococcus from all of this garlic butter.
That's not what I said.
You keep your napkin, though. I'll give you your money back. You don't have to record me. I know what I said.
I came in here to... Am I allowed... Can I say...
It's all gone, and you've got garlic butter all over it. No wonder you got... not sick.
Oh, gone.
So first of all, again, he starts recording after he had already, gone to the window. But apparently he said that he got Staphylococcus meningitis from the pizza, which is a bacterial infection that affects your spinal cord and brain. Can be fatal, by the way. It's not food poisoning.
Am I allowed to talk or?
Wait, you just talked before you turned your camera on, though, right?
Yeah.
Even your pizza knows you're a liar.
You need to work on your customer service.
I don't let liars come to my store.
I am not a liar.
She is not having it.
She's not having it at all. She's like,
you're rolling in with a half-eaten pizza and garlic butter all over the place, wanting your money back, claiming that it made you sick and gave you Staphylococcus meningitis.
Am I supposed to ask Kiss just because you bought a $7.99?
No!
Refunding you. Drop it. Thank you.
No, you called me a moron.
Oh, wow. So this is not going well.
No. So, I mean, the internet was literally lighting him up like, buddy, she roasted you. She's given you your money back. Just delete the video. I understand, getting, if you get food poisoning, that ain't no joke. That's rough.
Yeah, it's awful.
That can send you, like your husband, to the hospital. You're not going to get food poisoning minutes after you consume something.
Yeah, it does take a little bit to settle in.
Yeah. And so when you try to return a pizza that is eaten most of the way with garlic butter all over the place, claiming that you got staphylococcal meningitis from the pizza, that raises questions, too. So again,
yeah, maybe did he try to have a conversation calmly before he turned on the camera? Because turning on a camera when someone knows they're being recorded for not a good reason, they get a little defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that may be how the exchange started to go downhill so quickly.
I know it did. And it did.
Yeah.
And it did. We'll tweet the video out if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show. But again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to return a pizza for a refund saying it made you sick, after you've eaten most of it minutes before, then you're doing okay.
Bless his heart, though. I don't think he's going to be going back.
Probably not. That's your Teddy the Bar story. Teddy Swims, 99.7 EJX. Real quick, you found a mashup of Teddy Swims and Metallica from DJ Eric Rhodes. He's a dude on TikTok that is...
It's so good.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's it goes pretty hard. Starts with Metallica. Nothing Else Matters, by the way, for those of you keeping track. And then what he'll do is he will roll into the vocals of Teddy Swims, the song Lose Control. All right?
It just works.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself.
Ah, pretty good.
So good.
Pretty good.
So good.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. Have you ever outed a cheater? There's this woman on TikTok. I don't know if she's looking out for her fellow woman or if she's just trying to stir things up. But do you agree with what she did? She's getting a lot of attention because she went on TikTok and...
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. I went to test the waters because I wanted to find out his Instagram so that I could DM you. So I went over and I just said, like, hi, like, where are you from, whatever. And he was super flirty and didn't. And I said, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats. And I have his Instagram. I don't want to, like, out him in case I get, like, sued or I don't know. But if you think that this could be you, message me or comment and I'll send you his Instagram and you can tell me. His name rhymes with Cat Saddams. So I hope it wasn't you, but he cheated on you.
Yeah, so she's getting...
Matt Adams is what I'm guessing.
Well, it rhymes with Cat Saddams, so...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever that may be. Anyways,
wow.
She's getting a lot of...
You know what? Is she getting hate or is she getting, like, props?
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both, but mostly props, I think. Mostly props. Women looking out for women. And, her trying to bust a cheater. There are those that are like, hey, it's none of your business, really, to do that. And
but how else is the fiance gonna know if he's like going around saying, "Oh, supposedly I'm getting married," and he's flirting with all these other chicks?
Right.
Now, when she says he's cheating, did she have proof of that? Like, did she see him go into a room with somebody else, or is he just being flirty by the pool?
Right. That is true. That is true. I don't know if she has like proof.
If she's got like hard receipts, then maybe, you know, then absolutely.
Yeah, but if
put him on blast.
But if she's just getting on and just trying to stir some stuff up, then whatever. I mean, if he was cheating on his soon to be wife at a bachelor party, well, then he gets whatever is coming to him, you know?
Well, yeah. And he must have been acting in a way that if he were her fiance, she would be livid.
Yeah.
Which I think is why she's making such an effort to find his fiance and tell her.
Right. Right. Have you ever exposed a cheater? I know you've I guess, been clued in to a cheater.
I privately figured it out thanks to the other lady who had spent some time in my house. She said, hey, she calls me and she's like, hang on. And then does a little three-way call, and then I listen in on her conversation with my boyfriend.
Oh.
And then we hang up, and I said, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Called him right up. I'm like, we need to chat.
Yeah, so.
And that was the end of that.
So I don't have an update on this just yet. I don't know if the person, the fiance, has reached out to her or DM'd her or anything like that.
Oh, now we're invested. We need to know.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if you have any good, I busted a cheater story to add to this, but we'll tweet out this video so you can kind of see it yourself at Ben and Kelly Show and you can see it yourself. But yeah, was she trying to stir stuff up or was she just looking out for a fellow female?
I think she was looking out for a fellow female. For sure. She saw something that she would have been furious about if that were her fiance. And
this
she's just trying to she's trying to do his fiance a solid.
Yeah.
Letting her know before she gets married to this guy.
It's a very old school train of thought about bachelor parties, stag parties, where it's your last chance to, feel the touch of another woman before you're tied down, ball and chain for the rest of your life.
Not a green light, though, to go, you know, cheat on your fiance and do what, like, there are still rules that apply.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a bachelor party when I was in college, and I remember, like, standing, holding a beer in my hand, watching what was happening, going, wow.
Oh.
Like, wow, like this guy's getting married and
my girlfriend would never.
I don't think I had a girlfriend even at the time, but I was just sitting there going, dang, okay,
don't think I'm doing that.
This is pretty intense here. So anyways,
yeah, that is not like historically, I don't think most people don't look at that as a green light to do whatever you want and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fine. It's not gonna be fine.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you've got a good story, we'll tweet out the video so you can see. And you can, determine for yourself, you know, if what she's saying seems legit or if she's just trying to stir things up. At Ben and Kelly Show. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. So we were talking about outing a cheater. This TikToker went on, and her name's Tiana, and she's got a pretty big following on TikTok, but she goes on and she basically calls out a bachelor party in Vegas and says, hey, if this your guy, then he's cheating.
You know, I don't think that there's any ulterior motives to putting him on blast. I think she's really just trying to do a service.
Do a solid.
The fiance. Like, if my man were doing that, I'd want to know, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. So how have you outed a cheater? Hi there, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Heading to a kindergarten field trip today.
Woo! Oh, fun. Yay. Those are great.
I know. So, I caught my ex sister-in-law cheating with her boyfriend. It was fantastic. My husband and I went to the movies and walked in and she was sitting there with her boyfriend in a very compromising position.
Well,
We sat down right in front of him and proceeded to call her husband.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well,
oh my gosh.
So what ended up happening?
So this happened probably 2 years into their marriage.
Did your husband's brother immediately divorce her?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Dang. She sounded really happy to say.
Yeah. Done with that chapter. Done with that chapter.
All right. It sounds like there was stuff leading up to that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. And then we did get a story from another listener who texted in and said, dated a guy years ago that I knew from my high school. Found out he was actually not single, as he had told me. Cut things off immediately. Thought I'd blocked him on everything. Until one day, a couple years later, reached out, asked me to hang out. I ignored it, saw pictures on a mutual friend's page from his wedding, which was that Saturday after he had messaged me.
What?
So he had tried to hang out with me the night before he got married.
OMG.
She goes on and says, at that point, didn't say anything. Then a couple of years ago, I saw him on dating apps, went to check, saw that he was, in fact, still married. Yeah.
So, are you kidding?
So then she says, decided to reach out to a girl that I knew and also happened to be friends with his wife. And I told her everything. And apparently this was a common thing. So she wasn't actually surprised.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
And apparently he hasn't changed his ways and he hasn't gotten divorced.
Well, you know what? I mean, look, if the wife knows and like allows that, then that's one thing.
That's on her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing. But if it's, you know, him being sneaky peeky and sneaking around and stuff like that, that's not cool. So.
Dang.
Oh, wow. All right. Bold stuff there. All right. Thank you, guys. It's 99.7 DJX. The sleuths are still sleuthing about Kate Middleton's photo that she posted for Mother's Day, British Mother's Day, by the way, of her and her three children. There was no ring. It appeared photoshopped. The AP, the international AP press, said this is to kill the photo. And even though Prince Louis, Prince George, Princess Charlotte were all in there and it looked like a happy, fun photo, but the sleuths were sleuthing on this.
Now they're saying it's not even like her recent face.
Yeah. And she actually
apologized and admitted, I was photoshopping. I'm an amateur photographer and sometimes I experiment with that. Sorry.
Now listen, we say she said, I don't want to get more into conspiracy, but it was posted as her.
Yes.
We still have not
from someone else.
We still have not actually seen this woman since Christmas.
Well, she was photographed one time since the surgery with her mom in a car. That's it. That was the only like public sighting we've had of her. And so the theory is that maybe they're covering up like her true condition and maybe the recovery from the planned abdominal surgery didn't go as well as they had hoped.
Yeah.
That's the theory.
I mean,
hopefully she's fine.
There are theories running wild about
William cheating.
Infidelity. Yes. Infidelity. Yes. Murder.
It is
absolutely wild. So anyways, you can read what we have up at WDJX.com. But yeah,
their PR team is in overdrive right now. Like what has happened?
It was
Charles took over.
I know. Queen
What's
Elizabeth
happened?
Would have never.
Oh yeah.
Never allowed any of this.
She is probably looking down,
just shaking her head.
Oh my.
She's like, this is why I never abdicated the throne until I died, because I knew you couldn't handle it, Chuck.
Wow.
So anyways, coming up next, it is, it's a wedding and there are joyous occasions. But if you've listened to this show once or 1,000 times, you know that whenever we talk weddings and group therapy, there's always drama.
There is a little asterisk. That includes some drama.
Yeah, exactly. So it's group therapy with Bree, has potential conundrums she needs advice on. And if you've got a situation, you're like, you know what, could probably use someone who's been in my situation before, but I don't know where to go, who to ask. My friends have no clue. That's when you come to us, all right?
We got you, fam.
Yep, just message us, Ben and Kelly Show, and we will toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you. Group therapy coming up after Tate McRae.
On 99.7 DJX.
Bree is reaching out. Hey, guys, need a little advice on how to handle this situation. Longtime friend who lives across the country recently called me up to ask me to be a bridesmaid. What I wasn't prepared for was the way she went into detail about why she was asking me. I learned I was a backup because she demoted one of her original bridesmaids and blamed it on her behavior.
Oh.
I agreed to do it, although I have to admit my feelings are a little hurt that I wasn't a first choice. Anyway, after we hung up, I realized her wedding is 9 months away. My husband and I are trying to start a family, so it's possible that I may not be able to make the trip for her wedding. Would it be better to let her know now and decline to be a bridesmaid, or should I wait and see if I actually get pregnant and go from there? I do treasure our friendship and would love to be a part of her wedding if it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for any help you can give.
I think you look past the fact that you weren't a first pick. You know, yeah. I mean, she's coming to you now. I guess that could sting, you know, especially if you thought your friendship was, you know, greater than.
It's like, oh, I'm B team. All right.
All right.
And I have to make the trip to the wedding.
Right.
Which probably going to be a big expense.
Yeah. I mean, but you're not pregnant yet and there's no guarantee that you'll get pregnant. I mean, I know for some couples, it's difficult. For others, it's not. You know, you could sneeze in a room and, you know, your wife gets pregnant.
Like your wife?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like.
Rachel said, present the situation. Let her know you understand if she prefers someone else to stand with her at the wedding. Let her decide. Not everyone can stand in a wedding and not everyone can be invited. Recognize the good in that you were asked regardless of the situation around it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, be transparent about what's going on and then maybe let the bride say, oh, it's fine. You know, if it comes down to that, then we'll figure it out. Let the bride decide.
Do we go that far and say, hey, look, just to let you know, we're trying to, you know, have a family and have a baby, so I may be pregnant and not able to travel.
The timing might be really unfortunate.
I mean, do we say that, like, now? Or do we wait until she's pregnant and say that?
Well, I feel like maybe, because if she's concerned enough about how many bridesmaids she's going to have, I think you put it out there and just say, hey, just FYI, here's what's going on in my life. That might screw up your plans with timing if it comes down to the wire. Now, I got really lucky. My sister was 6 weeks post giving birth at our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So actually trying to get her, and you know, she lived in Michigan at the time, trying to get her fitted for a dress with what her body was going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, because she was, you know, really pregnant when getting fitted for dresses and that kind of stuff. And then after birth, they said, okay, just kind of around that time postpartum, it's going to be almost like you're 5 months along. That's kind of how we worked that out. But yeah, I mean, it can be a little tricky when it comes to dresses fitting if your body's changing like that.
All right. How have you adapted when you've been in this situation? Let us know. 502-795-1997. What's your thought? What's your story? That's what group therapy is all about. So here's the deal. We're in group therapy. Bree has or needs advice on a situation because it deals with something that really hasn't happened yet. One, she was invited to be a bridesmaid, but later found out that, well, no, you're not the first pick. You're actually second pick. And two, she's trying to have a baby, so it's possible she may not be able to actually even make the wedding. So a lot of kind of things swirling around in her head right now.
Yeah, she's like, do I give the bride a heads up and possibly bow out just because there is just a possibility at this point that the timing is going to be really awkward? Adam says, my best friend growing up got promoted to best man after my brother declined due to commitments in his life.
Mm-hmm.
I provided full disclosure to my friend. He appreciated it, did a phenomenal job. That said, you need to address any concerns that you have in your ability to do what's asked. My best man lived over 550 miles away, so I would have understood if he said he lived too far. I hope I've answered your question adequately.
Yeah, Adam, that's actually really good.
Yeah,
that's better than what Brad said. Brad texted in and said she shouldn't say anything. She should just show up to the wedding 9 months pregnant and have the baby to steal her thunder. Then wrap the baby in an American flag. Hashtag America. Yeah. Brad, you're very good at these things. I can tell.
It's Brad the love physician. That's what he calls
me. Sorry. Brad the love physician.
Give the credentials. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, hey, I think a lot of people are saying the same thing, and so we don't need to continue going over this, but I will go back to, hey, be the good friend. You know, maybe, you know, originally I was like, maybe we don't even mention the fact that you're trying to get pregnant, because what if it happens? What if it doesn't happen? Or what if you do get pregnant and you're still able to travel, so it's a moot point anyways. So, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a heads up to her and just saying, hey, this is what's happening in my life. I want to be there to support you. FYI, you know.
No, but if it looks like, you know, I'm not going to. And hopefully if it's the wedding's 9 months away. So if she gets pregnant in like the next month, you know, or so, it could get really dicey.
Right. That would
be. If it takes a couple of months, it should be okay.
Exactly.
But I think we most people are still saying, give the bride a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Daenerys says you could be honest with her, let her know you're trying to have a baby. So in 9 months, you might not be able to make it if it happens quickly. Mm-hmm. Good luck with the baby journey.
Very good. All right. I think we've done what we can, right?
I think so. Yeah. I feel like this is a situation where if it does happen the next couple of months, mm-hmm. then the timing could be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just say, listen, I'll just keep you posted. We give her a heads up, give the bride a heads up, say, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
If it, you know, takes 4 or 5 months and then, you know, I think it's still going to work out.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Good luck with the pregnancy. Congratulations on being a bridesmaid in your friend's wedding. That's really cool, too.
It sounds like lots of good things are popping up in your life.
Yep, that is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game called Drunk Karaoke. We're going to put Kelly to the test here. These people are just living their best life.
Yeah.
They're out having fun, drinking a couple beers.
They're taking their moment on stage in the spotlight.
Yeah, and, you know, their friend is like, hey, why don't you go up and sing? And they're like, you know what? Yes!
And then I'm going to record it.
So what we've found is we've curated the best from the internet. And I'm going to toss them Kelly's way and see how well she does, okay?
Okay. Well, that determines on how well they perform it.
Okay.
That's my disclaimer.
All right. We'll put it back on them.
Okay.
All right. First one, Drunk Karaoke. See if you can identify the song that's being performed.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in booze and ruined the Niners affair.
Now, you should know what this one is. It's almost as an example.
I know it.
Okay.
It's I Got Friends in Low Places.
Garth Brooks. Yeah.
The last one to know.
Performed by?
The last one to show. We were the last ones they thought they'd see there.
Travis Kelce,
yes.
Yes.
And I saw the surprise.
Yeah, so anyways.
Yeah, he didn't even need music.
No, he didn't. All right, here we go. Next one. You're a one for one. Well done.
Thank you. That's TikTok. Kind of. Catch up.
Yes. Yes. Very good. Very good. Kiss. Here, hang on. Here we go. I just want to hear the OO part.
Oh, yeah. Nailed it.
Living their best life.
You could tell the room was lit.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Good job, Kelly. Two for two so far. Here we go. Next one, Drunk Karaoke. Identify what the song is being performed here.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out.
Oh, wow. That's Shania being butchered. Oh.
Best thing about being a woman.
Yeah.
It's a prerogative to have a little fun. And, oh, 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 oh.
Okay.
Do you know the song?
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Well, we got to hear him sing it.
Do we?
Yes. Here it is.
Oh.
And man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
That was magical.
It was something.
It was something. It was something. Oh, do we have any more? This is fun.
Yeah. How about maybe one more here? All right.
Okay, one more.
This one may be tough. All right, this one may be tough.
Okay.
Okay. Again, drunk karaoke. We're just trying to identify the song that's being performed here.
Yeah.
What would I do without your smart mouth?
Oh, well.
Bring me in.
That does not sound like John Legend.
Get me out. You got my head spinning. No kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on? That beautiful mind.
Oh no.
I'm on your magical misty ride. Dizzy. Don't know it hit me, but I'll be alright.
I think we're making up lyrics.
She has it right in front of her.
I'm breathing fine.
Oh wow.
You're crazy.
Understand what's happening.
I mean, one of his famous ones.
Yeah, it's all of me, but she says all of you loves all of you.
Don't cut her off, Kelly. She's on her own.
Sorry.
You're my end of my beginning.
Yes.
Even when I lose, I'm winning.
Yes. Even when I lose, I'm winning.
Someone take the microphone! Yeah. Take it from her! Oh, that is... I'm going to go ahead and say that might be the worst performance I've ever heard.
You know what?
That's, we just need to work on that.
That's such
a
subjective...
Right, you're right. You're right. So much potential there.
There's potential to grow.
You take a little alcohol away, yeah. Right. American Idol stuff.
All right, so... Good job, Kelly.
We heard.
I got friends in low places. Garth Brooks.
Yeah,
Kesha's
I really never
TikTok.
Never heard Shania Twain and John Legend sound quite like
Shania
that.
Shania Twain and John Legend. Wow.
Never.
All right, there you go. That is drunk karaoke.
Never quite heard them sound like that.
They've never sound better. Some may say.
Okay.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX.
What a fun game.
Yeah, fun little game there. Drunk karaoke, 99.7 DJX. And I don't know if this is a little mini feel-good before we get to Kelly's feel-good, but there is a library system there in Boston, the Worcester. How do you say it in Bostonese?
Worcestershire?
Sure, I'll go with that. Public library system there in Massachusetts. They're trying to kind of appeal to the younger generation by saying, hey, instead of paying us a fine if you check out a book and you keep it for too long, we just want to see cat pictures.
Cat pictures?
Yep, from NBC Boston.
A library in Massachusetts is accepting a unique form of currency to repay late fees. Cat pictures. Worcester Public Library is calling it much meowness. A photo or even a drawing of any cat erases fines. And in the first 5 days of the month, 400 accounts have already been cleared.
Wow.
A picture or a drawing. They'll accept either. I love it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, maybe the Louisville Free Public Library could adopt something like that for a little bit of time. That might be kind of fun. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a feel good.
So Jamari is a 14-year-old high school freshman from St. Louis. And he's started his own business feeding neighbors every Saturday and Sunday, and people love it.
Okay.
His mom and his grandma help him during the working hours because he's trying to raise enough money to buy a food truck, which he hopes will then later turn into the restaurant of his dreams.
Just watching my papa, watch my papa grill. You know, we used to sell plates out here a lot. I had family members that own food trucks that barbecue. Just something that I wanted to do.
I'm proud and it's ecstatic because this is something he done did since he was five. He's been barbecuing anything you could think of. He's always wanted to barbecue. My dad passed away in 2022. He raised all the money for that. He went to the Junior Olympics last year. He raised all the money for that. And everything he did was with barbecuing.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
Yep.
And his setup features like some folding tables. He's got numerous chairs, a dry erase board with the menu on it. And of course, his delicious barbecue. And he's hoping that he's going to be an example for others, too. He says, because people see me out here and I'm only 14, that could inspire somebody else to get out there and do something and, you know, just put in some hard work and you can make your own dreams happen.
Like it.
Really great message. And customers standing in line say it's legit, just delicious barbecue. You can see the story on our website at WDJX.com, brought to you by Hemptopia.
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We'll get to Bailey, our listener, here in just a moment, where she's dealing with some chatter from her girlfriends and is starting to bother her and wants to know, is this normal guy stuff or is this something she should be concerned about? That's coming up here in just a minute. I know it's always right around this time of year when we start thinking, well, one, spring break is happening and then prom season. And then I think about my disastrous prom and I feel all awkward inside because I had broken up with my high school girlfriend she had broken up with me. She had broken up with me like a few weeks before prom. And so I decided as friends to go out with, you know, someone who I've known for a long time and we've never really hung out outside of school. But, you know, she's been in a lot of my classes. Her name was Greta and she's a great girl and everything. So I decided to ask her out. And then when I was at prom, I decided to try and dance with my ex-girlfriend. And then I didn't understand why Greta was upset. And I had asked her what was wrong and she said nothing and had her arms crossed. And it was my first taste of learning the way.
This is not the way.
This is not the way. This is not exactly. Exactly.
You had a prom Mandalorian to help you find the way.
Right. I mean, and you know what? If everything had worked out in you know, maybe my life would have been completely different now if I hadn't learned that valuable lesson back then.
But the Lord was setting you on a path.
But
even back then.
Yes. And we all know about Troy Mick and you know, your prom experience. For those who don't know, maybe real quick.
Real quick, Troy Mick took me to prom and then took Heather to my after prom trip to Chicago, which is how I learned that we broke up.
So again, both Kelly
I'm not
and I,
bitter about it. That's fine. We're
listen,
fine.
Listen.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Kelly and I both come from a broken place when we talk about prom. And when I look at our project prom that's coming up on March 21st, next Thursday, headliners.
It's going to be magical for those girls.
It is going to be magical for those girls because we got a lot of dresses. But I got to be honest, we need more of those dresses. And that's one of the things. This freight train is on its path. And we need to make sure that it's stocked with some beautiful dresses. So I know.
No, we can't have like 20 dresses and have an event. That is not going to be helpful.
Right, exactly. So I know you have been maybe hanging on to a bridesmaid dress or an old prom dress or an evening gown that you no longer wear because, well, maybe like Kelly and myself, it comes from a broken memory.
Well, here's the thing. I think my mom still has my old prom dresses, but they're from like 1990. So I don't think that you want them in this event.
No, we would.
The styles have changed.
No, we
a little.
Definitely don't want your dresses, Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
No, but we do. Right. We do.
I'm saying I'm willing to help.
Yes, and we appreciate that, Kelly.
I'm
we do.
Giving spirit.
We do, but
I just don't know if you want the fashion.
But what we want are your dresses, and if you've got a garbage bag full of those that are just kind of hanging around, or you could fill a garbage bag full of those, we want them, and know that you are paying it forward, and you're giving good memories to, you know, high schoolers here today. And
but you know what? They're going to be sent to the dry cleaner first, right? So we're going to dry clean the bad memories off. So even if you do have bad memories attached to your clothes, we want those too.
Yeah.
That'll be clean the bad memories
absolutely.
Off.
It's going to get a new life.
We're
going to
reset the karma for that outfit.
Absolutely. And yeah. It's going to get new life in the hands of someone new. So for places to drop off, you can drop them off here at a radio station if you want, if that would be easiest. Right, Hurstbourne and Shelbyville Road in the Flash Cube building. Or
6th floor.
Yep, 6th floor. Or Campbellsville University, or I believe Pink Tag is also a drop-off location. Bellatox is one, Bellatox Boutique. So, yeah, just make sure that you get them to us because... we want to start like sizing them all out by next Monday. So, you know, the rest of this week, find some in your closet, bring them over to us. You know, we need them. All right.
It's fun because we get to play store. Like when I was a kid, I liked to play store.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, set it all up. So we gotta like pretend that we're really good at like running a little dress shop.
And what would be even better is when you do turn them into us, if you drop them off here at the radio station, give us the story behind them. Yes.
I feel like there's say, a lot of people are just like, that was a lot. It was a fun night.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say, you know what? This is some good juju is with this dress. Or, well.
Or you can say, clean the you know juju what? Off of this
cleanse,
one.
Cleanse this dress with new life, with a new exactly. young energy.
This one's going to need to be cleaned.
All right. Anyways, for those location information, WDJX.com, just tap on the Project Prom. But yeah, it's coming like a freight train on March 21st there at Headliners. So we want your dresses. We want to make sure this is good and stocked, and we want to make sure that the students have a great selection and make some great memories with your previously loved dresses. All right?
All right. It's going to be awesome.
All right. So coming up. Bailey messaged us. She's seeing a new guy and has been for the past couple months, right? Everything's great. Girlfriends are starting to chatter in her ear, though.
Oh, boy.
About something. And that's got her freaked out. And so she's now going, all right,
is this a red flag or a normal guy thing? Help me figure it out.
Yep, I'm coming to you guys. So that coming up next, got this DM from Bailey.
Hey guys, first off, I feel like we've known each other for years, even though you've never met me, and this is the first time I've actually reached out to you all, LOL.
I love that.
Anyway, I hear you helping people every day in their relationship issues, and I thought, hey, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I met a guy on a dating app a couple of months ago. We've been seeing each other on a regular basis. I'm pretty happy. Mm-hmm. Great, right?
That's great.
There's just one little quirk that kind of worries me. I've never seen his place. Weird, right?
Okay.
He always picks me up for dates, and then we wind up back at my place. Mm. I think it's obvious that he's avoiding his place. I can't figure out why, but I don't think it's anything super sinister. Of course, I've talked to my girlfriends about this. They all have their crazy theories, like he's married. He mm-hmm. lives with a girl. Mm-hmm. He lives with his mom. He's got a crappy place. He has OCD, etc.
Okay.
So help, I did actually suggest to him one time that we could crash at his place, and he laughed and said it was a mess and wouldn't want to subject me to his mess and gave me a rain check.
Oh.
So what do you think? Is this a normal guy thing, or should I believe my paranoid friends? Thank you, kisses.
Oh, gosh, she's looking to me. All right.
Yeah. Is this a normal guy thing?
Is this a normal guy?
As the resident guy on the show, what
I
say
am.
You?
Okay. Let me preface this by saying, yes, it is. I don't necessarily think this is the end all be all. Like, but I do feel like it is a little bit weird that he hasn't taken you by his place.
Okay.
Like that sends up a little yellow flag, not a red flag, a yellow flag.
Okay. So after a couple of months, the fact that you have never set foot in his place should throw up a little bit of a caution flag.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. I mean, just a little bit of a caution flag, I would say.
Yes. I think I would revisit it because the first excuse he said, oh, it's a mess, you know, too messy, don't want to have you over. So then we say, okay, then clean. because I want to see your place.
Okay, so you're giving him a job.
Yes.
All right.
Like, well, okay, if that's your reason, then you need clean so that we can, you know, have a couple of places to hang out.
All right, well, clean your pigsty and come talk to me again because I want to see your place.
Exactly.
Because as a woman, now, Kelly, as a woman, you like to see, do you like to see a guy's place or are you just like indifferent?
No, I would, but then it is like, it does give me slight anxiety if it were like really, really messy. If they're kind of a slob, then yeah, it kind of does start to give me some anxiety. Like I kind of need, because I think it's a sign of responsibility. If you can kind of keep your place somewhat presentable,
yeah,
it doesn't need to be like magazine perfect, but if it does look like you put a little effort into it and try to keep it straightened up, then it kind of looks like you have your stuff together.
Yeah.
We make our bed every day. That just makes me feel like everything is put together. It's neat and tidy, organized, and that just makes my life feel more organized. But I feel like my life is discombobulated if the bed's not made and everything's a mess and there's tons of stuff in the kitchen and that kind of stuff. Thank goodness my husband feels the same way.
Okay, so
we view that the same way.
So are you saying this is a red flag, a yellow flag to you?
It's a yellow flag, but we need to see it. So he needs to clean up. If he says it's too messy, clean it up, bring her over, and then we, you know, start to figure out if there are more red flags, as in, did he hide a bunch of stuff, like pictures of a current girlfriend that he has or something like that.
So Joyce commented on Facebook saying, been there, done that, only to find out he had another girl he was talking to. If he doesn't want to bring you to his place after months of dating, there's definitely something wrong.
Okay, so believe the friends who are attacking those conspiracy theories.
All right, I want to hear from someone who's been in this exact situation and what you found out. All right, was it just innocent, like his place was a pigsty? Was it a little bit more red flaggy sort of thing? You know what I mean?
We got a little bit of a Facebook fight going on in the comments.
All right, we'll get to that coming up. All right,
okay.
And your comments and your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. Bailey's been dating a dude for a couple months, hasn't seen his place. Tried to sneak her way into his place by suggesting, hey, why don't we go by your place? And he's like, no, it's dirty.
It's too messy. I don't want to subject you to that.
Yeah, you don't want to see it. And so now her girlfriends are like, this is weird. He's got either another girlfriend. He's got,
he lives with his mom.
He's
married.
He lives in a terrible place.
Yeah.
He has OCD, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Amber on Facebook said, huge red flag. Be cautious. That happened to me. He was married. That is not going to help. There is a bit of a Facebook fight brewing in the comments. Jennifer was like, any way you can find his address and do a drive-by, LOL. Then Jessica's all like, that's stalking. Crazy behavior. And Jennifer's like, I didn't say drive-by repeatedly. A one-time drive-by is not stalking. It's being proactive and checking to make sure he's not a psycho. Jessica's like, you sound like a psycho. Jennifer's like, no, I'm careful. Too many crazy butt men out there. If being careful makes me psycho, then so be it. At least I won't be listed as dead on the 6 o'clock news. Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. Ladies, it's okay.
Andrew's like, Facebook fight theater in real time. Yes, a little bit. Asia's got a different perspective. She said, when my boyfriend and I first started talking 2 years ago, little did I know that his grandfather had passed away and he had inherited his house just 2 months prior. His grandpa was a hoarder. And they hadn't begun to go through the new house, so it took him a while to be comfortable to have me come over. It could be.
Yeah, I mean, but why aren't you up front with that? Hey, by the way, place is messy, just FYI. And maybe he's not. Okay, so I will say that I was uncomfortable bringing a girl around my house, like my family's house for a while, because I was just very protective of that side of my life for a while. You know, and I just wanted to make sure that, all right, you know,
the relationship is solid before I bring her around.
Right. Because my family, I felt like, was a bit wild and chaotic. And they'd roll in and they'd see the wildness and chaos and be like, okay, deuces, you know. So
Dr. Aaron was like, drive by, 10 out of 10 would recommend. Just once. Don't do it repeatedly. Eric said, I've been dating someone for about 8 months. They've never been to my house. I always go to their house. It's more convenient. that way for both of us.
Yeah, but is that understood?
Yes, it sounds like the person that Eric is dating is fine with that. But, okay. You know, clearly, Bailey is like, no, I want to see your place. Mm-hmm. And she's already voiced that. So he's already given her the excuse, too messy. So I feel like, okay, we say, all right, well then, clean up. Let's have a little cleanup sesh because I want to come over.
Yeah, you know, Michael says, hey, I can vouch for this guy. He's giving you an honest answer. I'm a single father, full custody, dog, cat, worked 50 hours a week. My house is in by no means show condition, sparkly perfection either. Clean, yes, but just a bit of a homely clutter and pet hair everywhere. It's a bachelor pad thing. LOL.
Okay. All right. Jennifer's like, I'm just wondering, was he ever giving her any details about who he lives with? Maybe he's got a roommate that's inappropriate. He doesn't want to subject her to that. Or maybe he lives at home with his parents.
Yeah.
Surely a conversation about his living arrangements has come up in the past couple of months. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he hasn't said anything like that. Yeah. He just says, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Yeah. And then Brittany rolls in and says, well, this wasn't a situation where I was going out for a month, rather about 1.5 months of talking and getting to know each other. He didn't ever want to meet up and hang out at his place. Long story short, he ended up being married with 5 kids.
Oh, go.
So take it from Brittany. Sometimes your women's intuition is real. Yeah. So I like the idea of if you want to see his place, just kind of continue to bring it up in a non like pushy sort of way. I do like the whole, hey, why don't you figure out where he lives and just drive by once or.
But not more than once, because that's stalkery.
Or as someone said, time to drop an air tag in his in the trunk of his car and just follow him home.
Wow.
All right.
We've had some really solid scenarios that could be happening as for a valid reason he doesn't want you over. And then there's been like really valid scenarios that something sinister is going on.
Right, right. Okay. Oh. Well, hey, good luck. I think we're all... Are we all saying?
No, we're not all saying something. That's the problem. I think that we've had some solid arguments on both sides of the table. Like this could be a big red flag, or there could be a legitimate reason that he's not comfortable with you over yet.
Okay, so if real quick, and I don't want to keep mowing the same grass here. If the only thing is that he hasn't brought you by his place, then take that as a yellow flag and just put it in a marker, put it on the side, forget about it.
Keep revisiting though.
Yeah.
And just see if he continues, if he keeps up the whole, oh, it's messy, it's still messy, it's still messy. Then we say, all right, clean up then. Clean up.
Or,
because I want to come over.
If he also couples it with, he's unavailable at some times. Sometimes he has to answer the phone and leave right away.
Yeah. So,
you know, if there's other things that are with it, then maybe then it turns from yellow to red. But otherwise, if it's just the house thing and that's it, then I just keep it at face value and keep bringing it up every now and then and be like, hey, I'll help you clean or whatever, you know.
Yes, yes. If all it right. does, if it looks like there's going to be a future, though, eventually you're going to have to be
yes,
in the same
100%,
space. 100%. That's not just yours.
Okay, well, hey, good luck, Bailey. We hope everything works out. Keep us posted. That is diving into the DMs.
Louisville is getting pranked.
To this.
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Brianna reached out. Hey, Ben Kelly, my boyfriend Luke has been obsessed with trying to get a charge removed from a statement.
Oh, how frustrating.
It's not for a lot of money, but it's the principle of the thing.
Right.
He thinks he's been hacked and has been back and forth with the bank several times as they're trying to help him resolve this. I thought maybe you could have a little fun with him. Don't you? LOL. Love your show.
All right. Thanks, Brianna. Well, yes, Luke, as she said, trying to work with his bank. The good news is bank's going to call him. Bad news is, well, it's a phone tap.
It's a phone tap.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello. This is an automated call from bank regarding recent problems with a checking account linked to this phone number. If we have reached the party with a bank account, please say or press 1.
1.
Thank you. I heard 1. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. This call may be recorded for quality purposes. We would like to help resolve the problems with your account. Please say your first name, then press the pound sign.
Luke.
Thank you. I heard Duke. Is that correct?
No. Oh, no.
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 Please say your first name, then press the pound sign.
Luke.
Thank you. I heard Luke. Is that correct?
Oh, yay.
Yes.
Thank you. Please enter the 5-digit zip code associated with this account, followed by the pound sign. Thank you. One moment while I access your account. Thank you for your patience. Our records show that your account was compromised by unwanted activity. Is that correct?
Yes.
I heard no. Is that correct?
No.
I heard no. Is that correct?
No. Wait, no. Okay. Yes, I have problems with my account.
Let's try again. Please state the nature of your banking problem.
Fraud.
I heard frog. Is that correct?
Fraud. I have fraud problems with my account.
Okay, thank you. You have frog problems. Thank you.
Agent. Can I speak to an agent?
You'd like to speak to an Asian. Is that correct? If so, please say or press 1.
To a human.
I will transfer you to Newman. Is that correct?
Human. I need to speak to a person.
Thank you for banking with us. Your satisfaction is important.
Agent. Operator. Like, what do I have to say to get a person on the line?
Please press the pound sign. Say your name, then press the pound sign again.
Okay. Luke.
I heard puke. Is that correct?
No, Luke. Luke.
I heard Luke. Is that correct?
Yes. Finally. Thank you.
Now, please say the name of your favorite radio station, followed by the pound sign.
Oh, boy. What?
What?
If you think you could be fooled by 99.7 DJX, say or press 1.
1. Say 1.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
If 99.7 DJX puts people on the radio and has a little fun with them, say or press 1.
1. Say 1 again.
Hold on, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Luke, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX. It's a phone
tap.
Are you
kidding me? Oh, my God. You guys, are you kidding me?
Brianna thought that we could have a little fun with you. I let me tell you, you are lucky that we didn't ask, like, your bank account number. You're ready to give it all to us.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy. I didn't think that I would fall for something like that.
Well, consider yourself lucky. Puke. 99.7 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and it's time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, bad driver's frustrating. Everyone thinks everyone else is a bad driver but them. But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to teach bad drivers a lesson by crashing into them like vigilante justice, you're doing okay.
That's not how we handle that.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, nobody was seriously hurt with this, even though some people were hospitalized. But this 46-year-old dude in the United Kingdom did a bunch of drugs.
Then, oh, okay, that's mistake number 1.
Yeah, drank a bunch of alcohol and then decided, you know what I'm going to do?
Mistake number 2.
I'm going to teach bad drivers a lesson.
Mistake number 3.
Decided to get in his BMW.
Oh,
and be
no.
The enforcer of good driving.
Listen, when you are impaired, maybe you're the bad driver.
And he started deliberately crashing into cars. Told police he was sick of people, quote, tailgating and lane hogging and driving slow. He was driving himself at speeds up to 130 miles an hour and like a lunatic.
He's lucky he didn't kill himself or others.
Well, yeah, and that's why I wanted to say that up front, that there were people that were hospitalized because of him, but thankfully no one was seriously hurt or died from this.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, you know, we all dislike bad drivers. Sometimes, honk, honk. You know, maybe that's all you need to do to...
But it doesn't sound like this guy was in a position to be judging others.
No. No, he was not. So there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to teach bad drivers a lesson by crashing into them, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's a whole bunch of nope right there.
Yep. On 99.7 EJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. How are you faring, Kelly?
I mean, it's going to be a struggle for the next week. I know that you think that is just ridiculous, but I know I'm not the only one that gets on a week-long daylight saving struggle bus. Both times. It doesn't even matter if we get gifted the hour back or if it's taken away. It takes a week to work it out and work out, you know, the rhythm in your sleep patterns and all the things. Being able to turn off your brain when it's supposed to turn off.
It's so funny.
It takes a while.
Because it takes our house literally one day to adjust.
That's great for you.
And even the dog. The dog now woke up on Sunday morning and was a little jerk because he woke up early.
Yeah.
And, you know, didn't know about the whole daylight saving time. He doesn't care.
Uh-huh.
But anyways.
So are you guys just used to, like, not sleeping? Is that your thing? I feel like that's why you're fine with it.
Yeah, maybe.
Never sleep. Maybe it's all good.
Our sleep schedule needs to be improved for us to actually be impacted by this.
Yeah, our household needs sleep.
All right.
For best functioning.
All right, so if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up podcast, WDJX.com. Ton of stuff to check out. Everything from cheaters to setting the bar stories to drunk karaoke. Oh,
that's a fun round right there.
Yes, yes. All that stuff. Group therapy, diving into the DMs. Everything there up on the website there, WDJX.com. All right, what else, Kelly?
Okay, I think that's it. That's a bow on your Tuesday show.
All right, have a good one.
Welcome.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.